what you call a black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Okay. What am I sitting in?
Chair.
Okay. What is the thing in the living room usually that a lot of people, several people sit on?
Couch.
Okay. Would you call it, have any other words for it? Or you,
no, I don't call it divan.
Okay. You wouldn't call it a sofa then? You call it a couch?
No,
okay.
Couch always.
What do you call it, a piece of furniture that you keep your things in? In your bedroom, like you keep all your stock and stuff.
Okay, chest of drawers.
Chest of drawers, okay. And what if you had a room that was didn't have, you know, if you had a, of course, if you had a room for it, what do you call the room you sleep in?
Okay, it's a bedroom.
Okay. And what do you call the general word for all the stuff you have in the house, like couch and chairs and all
that? Furniture.
Okay. What is that thing you pull down to cut the sun off in a window?
Window shade.
Okay, now what do you call that room where you hang up clothes and stuff in the room?
Oh, closet.
Okay, now if you don't have a closet, then you have a piece of furniture hanging stuff up in. Do you have a word for that?
Shift robe.
Okay, yeah. Did you have, have you ever heard of it called anything else, a shift robe?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever heard of wardrobe?
Yeah.
Shift robe is much more common. Okay. What's the room at the top of the house just under the roof called?
The attic.
Okay. What's the room you cook in called?
Kitchen.
What do you call that little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods or stuff like that?
We don't have one.
Okay, I don't have one. Alright. What do you call a lot of old worthless things you're about to throw away?
Junk.
Where did you keep the junk in your house? Did you have a place?
Kept in the garage.
Yeah, that sounds pretty familiar to me too. Stack it all up and never throw it away. That's what you have. Speaking of daily housework, you say a woman does what every morning? What do you say she does?
She gets up, she makes coffee. And
okay, now what about the, around the house?
Okay, she makes the beds, cleans up the house. That's basically all.
Okay, now what does she use if she's got a room, if she's got a wood floor and she cleans
use up? Dust mop.
Okay, now what does she use if she's just not mopping, but she's just trying to, you know, sweep a little bit? What's that called?
A broom.
Okay. Now, what do you call the process of cleaning clothes? What is that called?
Washing.
Okay. How do you get, you said all these houses that you've gone, your house, your grandparents' house, are all one story. What if you have a two-story house? How do you get from one level to another?
Go up the stairs.
Okay. I noticed on here, you put out here a patio. Now, what exactly is a patio to you?
Just a place where you can sit out on the back of the house in the summertime.
Now, does it have a ceiling on it?
Yes, this one does. It has an awning.
An awning on it. And what's the difference? Is there a difference between that and an actual
porch?
Yeah. What's the difference between a porch and a patio?
I think of a porch as being something on the front of the house. And usually, if it's an older house, has columns around it. And then, of course, if it's a newer house, just really your small porch is just your front door.
What if it had that screen put in, what would you call it? If it had screen all around the porch, would you call it a screened-in porch?
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever heard of a house having more than one porch on different levels?
Yeah, a balcony.
Would you call it a balcony on the second floor then? Okay. Now, what would you call it if it were an area out back without having an awning over it? Would you have a separate name for that?
No, I'd call it, if it was built up, I'd call it a patio.
Okay, it'd always be a patio, but this in this case you say it has an awning on it. That wouldn't necessarily, it wouldn't have to have an awning to be a patio.
Right.
Okay. What if the door is open and you don't want it that way, what do you say to somebody?
Please close the door.
Would you say,
shut the door?
Yeah, if you're being quiet, you say close the door.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Shingles.
Okay. What do you do with your car? Yesterday
I parked my car.
Okay. Now what do you do when
you drive it?
Okay. And I have
driven.
And yesterday
I drove the car.
And today you
will drive the car.
Okay. What's that part of the house that covers the top of part of the house that covers the top of it?
The roof.
Okay. Trouble with that.